A few years and a few dollars made a big difference for the libraries in Jackson County. It wasn't so long ago that the libraries closed, victims of county budget cuts prompted by falling timber revenues. They reopened months later with limited hours and services. Then last year, voters created a library district with its own taxing power and budget. And with firm financial footing, the libraries have a future to plan for and are doing so in a process leading to the creation of a strategic plan. Tammy Guestergaard is the library director for Jackson County, fairly newly hired, and she's here in the studio to talk about the process. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
How long on the job now?
I started June 1st.
So. Okay, so really not even half a year yet.
No.
And what's it been like to try to get a handle of A, the history, and B, the needs going forward?
Well, it's really been inspiring, to be very honest. I know that folks in Jackson County who have supported libraries for the better part of more than a decade really robustly have answered two really important questions, and they were yes or no questions. And initially it was, do we want to build new libraries? Answer yes or no. The answer was yes, and folks supported that. And then now, as you mentioned, the yes or no question to keep them open and running, and the answer was yes. So it doesn't happen that way in America, in all communities. And so it's been inspiring to put my brain around it and to visit all the libraries in the county and to meet all these great people. And what I know for sure is Oregonians love their libraries.
Not only does it not happen everywhere in America, it doesn't happen everywhere in the neighborhood. I'm sure you've had a chance to compare some notes with the libraries in Josephine County, which are running on something like a public radio funding model at the moment with no public support.
Right. And I think that Jackson County really led the way in terms of not letting libraries, go by the wayside in Southern Oregon. And so I think better days are ahead for Josephine.
I'm sure they're hoping so as well. We have them in here from time to time as well. Well, let's talk about the whole process then. Discover and Dream, Design the Destiny of Your Library is what these meetings are called. And let's see, we got the next one coming up at the Talent Library. It looks like tomorrow night.
Actually, tonight in Ashland. Tomorrow is Talent.
Oh, there
Talent.
It is. I skipped right over it.
Ashland, 5 o'clock tonight.
Okay. In fact, do you have one at the Rogue River Library this morning?
No, it's this. Let's see. You have the schedule of the week. We have Ashland, and then we have.
Sorry, this wasn't meant to be a test.
Yeah, no.
I skipped over the ones for November.
Oh, yeah. Rogue River is this morning. You're exactly right. And then Ashland is this afternoon. Talent is tomorrow. Wednesday is Applegate. So those are on the lineup for this week.
What's the general structure of the meetings? What happens at these sessions?
Well, we begin a conversation first in a really relaxed environment. They're kind of small group sessions. So when however many people show up, we typically divide into groups of six participants. And we have one of our staffers facilitate each table. They are equipped with pipe cleaners so that people can be creative during the conversation. And we've had some really wonderful 3D objects that have come out of these meetings. And some of them do reflect dreams that folks have for their libraries, like accessing 3D printers, those kinds of things. So the conversation is relaxed, and it really does focus on first thinking about this idea of libraries and how the idea of libraries really does equal education, in as much as there are three pillars, if you think about core library services, that all revolve around education. And the first one is what would be considered a self-directed library learner or student, if you will, going into the library and accessing the things that we all think about when we go into a library, books, other kinds of media, using computers, whatever. So that self-directed learner doesn't really need anybody to help them find what they need. They're just available, and they can go and find all the wonderful things in the toolbox. The second pillar really revolves around what's at the core of librarianship, and that is reference, what we call in the library world reference, but what it really is research. And so people come to the library and they may have a research question, and they either rely on the information professional to help them answer that question, or they use the resources there to answer the question on their own. So that research piece is that second pillar. And then the third pillar really revolves around instruction. And the libraries offer all kinds of workshops and clinics that are either led by library professionals in subjects that are you know, everything from early literacy things to how to file your taxes properly to how to make kombucha. And so either the workshops and clinics and all those kinds of things, they might be led by an authority within the community or by the library staff or the information professionals. So we start thinking about our libraries in the communities in Jackson County in that way, and then move into, in each one of those ways, what could we do more in terms of today's economic trends or social trends or technology trends to help that self-directed learner, say, along the lines of that first pillar, or to be able to provide more research services and tools, or to convene other kinds of classes. You know, what kinds of instruction would be helpful looking forward into the 21st century?
Tammy Westergaard is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Director of Libraries in Jackson County. We're talking about the process of a series of meetings that'll run into the middle of November to gain input for strategic plans for the libraries. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The concept of, imagine the reason you're doing this at each individual branch is because what goes on at the Applegate Library could be worlds away from what happens at the Butte Falls Library, for example, the things that that community wants.
That's exactly right. And the library elected officials, our library district board members, were very committed to being in each one of the libraries and convening these listening sessions and convening these conversations in the space, in the libraries, in these communities. And we are finding that the needs from one to another are different and yet the same in a lot of ways. It's amazing how much the libraries play a real important role in terms of communication and connectedness, especially out in the smaller areas. So I'm finding that to be really very interesting. And, in a lot of ways, the library is the only institution in these communities where people can, share information and connect one to another.
Is the library still having to make a case for existence? I mean, I know when we talked about the whole vote for the district last year, we often hear from people who say, well, why do you need the library when you have the internet now?
Right.
And I'm curious to know what your response to that is, since you've arrived after that discussion most recently.
Well, I think it's funny, actually. And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, because on the face of it, when we're thinking with our fast brain and not with our slower brain, we just think suddenly that because everyone has a smartphone that you don't need libraries anymore. But libraries in the 21st century are playing a vital role in terms of keeping our communities safer, keeping our communities thriving, keeping our communities connected. And I have reminded people many times over the last number of weeks that, when Carnegie was endowing, communities with public libraries from, coast to coast, he was doing it for a reason. And it was because he believed that literacy was important, but literate people were better workers. His businesses were more successful when they existed within communities where everyone could read and write and have access to information. And so that exact same paradigm exists today, and it deals with digital literacy. People are locked out of opportunities if they don't have digital literacy skills. We live at once in both the physical and the virtual world at the same time. There's no opting out of that. You can't get a job unless you can apply for one online. You can't enroll your children in the D9 school district in Jackson County on paper. You absolutely have to do it online. Those are just really small ways that really represent why it's so important for us to use our public libraries, and Jackson County has libraries that are absolutely ready for the 21st century to help people get the technology skills that they need, to help all of us keep pace with them. There's never been a time in human history where knowledge and information was as robust and powerful and growing exponentially day to day as it is now. So the task of staying literate, staying digitally literate, all of those things, that is what the public library is all about. And it really is the foundation of our democracy. It's the only place where we all belong. We're not sent there, like, you know, to a jail, or we're not sent there, you know, we're not sent there as far as like school or those other kinds of things. We all belong there. We choose to go there. And so
there's no requirement to be there.
Yeah, there's no requirement. And public libraries do keep our communities healthy.
Tammy Westergaard, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, director of Jackson County Libraries. We're talking about the program called Discover and Dream, Design the Destiny of Your Library, with a series of meetings, including two today, one in Rogue River at 11 a.m., one in Ashland at 5 p.m. Then we go to the Talent Library on the 3rd, the Applegate Library on the 4th, Central Point Library on the 10th, White City on the 12th, Talent again on the 13th, and Medford on the 18th. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange if the numbers didn't blur your mind already. 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So why are some libraries getting hit twice and some just once?
Because the librarians in each of the branches, they can put together the schedule to best accommodate the most patrons. And so it seems that in Central Point and Ashland and Medford, those are real high traffic areas. So we put together more than one meeting.
I see that. So for Talent, for example, where I live, you have an evening meeting for the folks who work and then an afternoon meeting for the folks who don't, I guess.
Correct.
Or people who right. have the time to go to both.
Right. And we're also collecting information at each of the branches in an ongoing way. We have sandwich boards set up in all of the branches with sticky notes. So we're going low tech on that. So just we're asking people to pop into the library and give us some of their ideas and put it on a sticky note and stick it on the board. And we're collecting all of this information, and it will all be synthesized and overlaid with demographic research to help the library district, you know, see where the most pressing needs are and set a plan for the next 5 years.
So I know it's early in the process and still early in the life of the library district, which was created by vote in 2014, right?
Last year.
Okay. So is there any clear change in direction that bubbles to the surface already, things that this library system will do that it didn't do in the past?
Well, I think all libraries are moving forward as best they can with the pace of change to meet their community's information needs where they are. So I do think that the Jackson County Library System is doing a great job of keeping pace. And so when you look ahead and see what's happening in Jackson County, for example, the RCC system is bringing on some really exciting technology programs at the Table Rock campus that involve learning how to, you know, some of the basic principles required to get jobs in advanced manufacturing. And advanced manufacturing applies to just a huge breadth of different kinds of industries, everything from what's happening in some of the timber industry, that, you know, those processing facilities are very sophisticated. Amy's Kitchen has a very sophisticated manufacturing concern. Ascentron out in White City is an electronic parts advanced manufacturing business. And so the opportunity to learn skills that would prepare you for jobs in any number of those kinds of places is happening. It will be happening. Well, it is actually. There's a number of classes that are already on the calendar, but RCC is bringing on new technology that's going to really bump that up. And so how the libraries can play a part in helping folks understand what those opportunities are like, maybe to see a 3D printer, you know, at the library, you know, in work in progress, those kinds of things might be on the horizon.
As you talk about the kinds of things that happen at libraries now and in the future, we have not talked at all about the sort of permanent collections, the stuff that's on the shelves in there. I mean, at some point, will those even cease to be relevant? I mean, do people still go to libraries for books? All the stuff we've talked about is about being able to get access to computers and jobs and stuff like that.
Right. Absolutely. That is our core business, is making those resources available. And the collection in Jackson County Library System is really, it's an amazing collection. It floats throughout the county, which is why you can put a hold on a book in the Applegate and a day later it'll be there. We are able to float the items throughout the county, and people enjoy them very much. And of course they are a very, very important part of what it is that we do.
So you're going for a 5-year strategic plan, which is a nice round figure, but did you consider any more or less? I mean, especially given how fast technology changes, I wonder if maybe you would consider a 2- or 3-year strategic plan.
Right. That's a great question. So public libraries are obligated to have a 5-year strategic plan on file with the Oregon State Library. So that's why those timelines are as they are. Typically, you do go in about after 2.5 years and revisit and see how you're doing. But the 5-year time frame is dictated to us from the state, and it puts us in a position to access state and federal grants.
We have, it looks like DB from, I'm going to say Medford here, sent an email in and says, I'm an enthusiastic supporter of libraries and canvassed West Medford in support of the tax district. However, I believe any future plans must be designed within budgetary constraints of the district. I view it as extremely unlikely that voters will approve additional funding anytime soon. I hope to attend a community meeting, but I'm not sure I can be there, so I wanted to convey this message. Thank you. Are we talking about any additional levying of funds or anything?
No. No, this is all within the existing levy that is in place.
There was a bit of a stink, I know, when the district got created because there was a levy up to a certain amount, and then the board, I guess before you got here, said we're going to levy the full amount and then ended up backing off of that. Is it still somewhat short of what the ultimate taxing authority of the district is?
It is. The ultimate authority is 60 cents and it exists right now at 52.
Okay. 60 cents and it's at 50. So you're under that level. I wonder, Tammy, is there stuff that has been discussed at the meeting so far that just bubbled to the surface as, hey, this is a big one. We need to hold on to this idea and let this one stick around.
Yeah, and there have been great ideas, and they, as you mentioned earlier, they are definitely like community specific. So we were just in Jacksonville last week, and one of the things that the folks were talking about is how the public library could curate programs and feature local artists or subjects that are important to the people in Jacksonville, and then connect them with local businesses. So for example, in the display cases, let's say in the Jacksonville Library, there may be a local photographer. And so that photographer might like to show some of their work. And then we would have connected to the display. If you want to know more about, photography and the latest ways to use Photoshop, go over on aisle 6. If you'd like to sign up for a class to learn about the latest widget in Photoshop, come to the library in a month. And if you want to, go to any one of the wonderful frame shops or other professional photography studios in Jacksonville, here's a list of who they are. So I thought that was a really great idea, just as a way to connect the local community to the local businesses, especially during the shoulder season. It was made very clear to me by one of the participants there that the businesses in Jacksonville don't survive without the locals. It's not all about the tourists.
Right. So it seems like what we're talking about then this is probably a very different world from the one in which you first entered the library business, but not only the growth of technology, but the need to do things like you're talking about there, where to stay connected with the community and what its specific needs are on a regular basis requires a great deal of agility, I would think, as somebody running libraries.
It does. And that's actually the public library as an institution. That's its greatest strength, is that it is very nimble. And we can partner in ways that formal ed can't. We can partner with the community. We can also partner with formal ed in ways that add value during out of school time and the summer and all of those kinds of things. And yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's one of the public library's greatest strengths is how nimble it is as an institution.
When you say formal ed, you mean like the K-12 schools and RCC, Rotated College.
Yes, exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to be a little less formal in terms of the education stuff.
We do. Whenever any of my colleagues or other friends in the business, you know, feel frustrated, I say, try being a teacher. You know, try being watched as much as teachers are in the classroom. Try being measured in terms of your ability as a teacher based on whether or not, you know, Johnny gets a certain grade or whatever. I mean, that's pressure. The public library is like being grandma and grandpa. People come on their own terms. They get what they need. And, you know, we don't have to sign grades or anything like that. And so because of that, it is absolutely incumbent upon us to be good partners to formal ed and to really understand what's happening in terms of what the education needs are throughout all of the communities so that we can be very focused and embedded in the schools to add value and to help teachers, you know, meet their goals.
We have an interesting email from Mike in Medford. He says, I think the library is so important to the community. The building is so big and beautiful, it needs more use. An after-hours bar on the roof would be an amazing attraction. What if you, the library, could upgrade and sell wireless internet to the area? The city's current internet options are dreadful. Bar and Wi-Fi.
Wow. Well, the internet connection at the library has recently been upgraded, and so I would just suggest anybody come to the library. It's free. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the buildings and the facilities as a gathering place, and the meeting rooms are used for all kinds of things. There was actually a wedding at the Medford Branch Library.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, all kinds of things coming up in this series of meetings. Discover and dream, design the destiny of your library. It's for all the Jackson County libraries. There are still 8 meetings left between now and the middle of November. And check with the Jackson County Library Services to find out more about them. Tammy Westergaard is the library director. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
My pleasure.